Well, we're looking at lakes this summer, and some are frozen in amber. Here in Now's Peter O'Dowd took a trip to the beach at Spring Lake in northern Rhode Island, where one of the few remaining penny arcades in the country is still in operation.
John Bateman sells summer nostalgia a penny at a time. The owner of the Spring Lake Arcade is pounding away at the flippers of the 1960s-era Gottlieb Crosstown pinball machine. The theme is subway commuting, and the train lights on the display are all lit up.
Well, in the 1960s, everything was electromechanical, which means that all of the features were actuated by a switch, which turned on a solenoid, which rang a bell, made a score reel go, turned on a light, turned off a light, etc.
It's far from the computer games kids play today, but it's also hardly the oldest game here. Bateman's got a skee-ball machine from the 1940s. Yes!
If you're really good at it, if you get it into the 50 in the old games, the ball would come down and...
Oh, you just did.
And hit a bell.
And even older than that...
This is a strength tester machine.
Oh, boy.
It's a wooden box from the 1920s with a bell inside. If you've got a dime and a little juice in those biceps...
All you have to do is squeeze these together. So I've got eight bells.
Okay.
You got eight bells.
Should I test myself now?
I think you really should.
Okay, here we go. So just push,
just
push
squeeze
these
them together,
together
slow.
Okay.
Nine bells. So that's actually what we have is a very competitive spirit here.
And we are officially two grown men flexing at a beach arcade. Sadly for the winner, there is no one around to impress. It's been raining all morning, and a lifeguard is raking the sand back and forth on an all-terrain vehicle. The arcade is in a little building, just a few dozen yards from the water. Bateman grew up going to New England beach arcades, and he bought this one in 1989. It's been a fixture at Spring Lake since the 1930s.
As arcades were originally, it's a low-cost entertainment. But in our arcade here, we can entertain people for pennies, nickels, and dimes.
Some of these games are so old, even from the 1920s. Do they break a lot?
They do. It's just a matter of maintaining them. Every year we go through and add a little lubrication here or there.
And it's Bateman who's also the mechanic. He's an engineer by training, so he understands the way the levers and the doodads work. He has to refinish the wood on a rifle in the shooting gallery and eventually replace the 70-year-old ticket dispenser inside the skee-ball machine. All of it is incredibly retro, evocative of a time that is so far from the one we live in today.
It's part of the reason why we keep it here, because it's something that people can't do anywhere else. It's been a penny arcade since 1931, and I'll keep it here as long as possible.
But at a few cents a pop, it's not an easy business to run. Bateman has to keep modern games on one half of the arcade to beef up revenue. He says kids usually don't pay much attention to the antiques until their money starts to run low. But he also says that kids like the old games. And you know, I can see why.
This is called Pepe the Clown. Pepe will dance.
So you're using your fingers to press buttons that make Pepe the Clown, which is like a puppet on strings.
That's right.
And you're making him dance.
We can make him swing, too, see?
Let's see if I can do it. Go, Pepe.
For Here and Now, I'm Peter O'Dowd.